Good morning. It's 9 o'clock straight up on a Sunday, December the 2nd, 2018. Getting a little ahead of myself. It's cold out here this morning. It's been a frustrating walk so far because I couldn't get my meditation in. I've been fighting with my Instagram app. The app will run as long as I don't try to share something like the photograph. The digital image this morning, which is a little tedious. I probably have to uninstall and reinstall it. I tried 4 or 5 times. The app will load by itself, but if I try to share something with it, it goes no. And hangs everything. I have to reboot the phone. So yeah. It is cold. The official temperature is like 17. The temperature outside my house was 30. Well, I gotta say, it feels a lot more like 20 than 30. But maybe I read the thermometer wrong this morning. I don't know. Doesn't matter, I'm out, I'm walking. It's cold. My nose is running. But I sent the manuscript to Ken Conlon last night. So it'll take her a few days, maybe a couple weeks, to get through it and get it back to me. In the meantime, today's Sunday. I'm taking a day of rest, which translates into a day of play. No. I've been through the whole book. I went through from beginning to end, added some stuff, took out some stuff, changed some stuff. Thanks to all the beta readers, it's a lot smoother. Thanks to the comic book goddess, it's a lot more accurate. I think it's okay. I think it's a good, pretty good book. Some of the beta readers are really excited about it. Some are, okay, fine. My biggest problem seems to be that I did something that I've done before in terms of an ending. But it was kind of necessary. So we'll let it go at that to try to keep from releasing any more spoilers in the wild. I just made a turn. I'm heading east-southeast, so the sun is high enough in the sky right now. It's like after 9 o'clock, so the sun is hitting me full on, full frontal, as they say. It feels good. It feels really good. Wow. It is chilly this morning. I did not put on my long johns. I didn't think it was going to be cold enough for it. I was wrong. So what to do next? I'm thinking South Coast needs to be next. Not South Coast, Cape Grace needs to be next. But I really want to get back to the Tanith Fairport universe. I really want to get on with the sword and sorcery portion of the Tanith Fairport universe. There goes. I'm going to let my brain unwind a little bit here for the next few hours. I literally just sent off the manuscript this morning, three hours ago actually, and I didn't realize quite how close I was to the end when I said, "Nah, it's 10 o'clock. I'm going to bed." Last night, if I'd spent like maybe 15 more minutes, I could have had a tour last night instead of this morning. But it really doesn't matter. I mean, on the grand scheme of things, it's like, okay, 10 hours later, okay, fine. It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter in the long run. It's not going to matter in the short run. I do have to write a product description for it, so that's going to be a thing. And I did get a pretty good night's sleep last night, actually. I got the second book in the Weirdest Noob series. And it's... I'm enjoying it. It's really... it's really crunchy. That's the term that's used for dealing a lot with the numbers, as in number crunching. So, dealing with stats and damage and hit points and all those things. I'm not going to say it features prominently, because the story is still about this Weirdest Noob. Yeah. and back into the sun. Yay! And I'm enjoying his story. The difficulty is that now I want to play a game that's more like that one. Skyrim has a certain aspect of it. And truthfully, I think Skyrim is probably going to be as interesting and rewarding as, say, taking it online to Elder Scrolls Online, or going to, God help me, World of Warcraft, which I have never, ever played. Get ready. Say it with me. One post. We have dogs. And try to talk over them. And here we are. Okay. So yeah, I'm joining Weirdest Noob. I gotta read Jeffy Kennedy's new book, Arrows of the Heart. I think that's it. This is a series that she's had published through Kensington, which is an imprint of Penguin Random House. So while I like Jeffy's work, I wasn't able to read those books because they weren't self-published. This one is self-published. So she's apparently able to publish these on her own, even though I suspect because PRH said, okay, trilogy is enough, and she's not done with the characters yet, so okay, fine. If they didn't want the book, she's probably going to be free to publish it herself. It's a little pricey. I bought it. She was going to send me a free one. It's like, no, I'll buy it. The least I can do for a fellow author. Particularly if it's a book I have to read anyway. I need to read it for the fantasy Humble Bundle. Is it Humble Bundle? It's not a Humble Bundle. Story Bundle. I think it's a story from, anyway. The self-publishing committee was putting out a fantasy book next. And we're trying to make sure that we're not going to release it on the same day that Sifu releases a Humble Bundle, which is exactly what happened last time, which was, seriously? This is how this is going to go? So I have to read it and write a little one-sentence blurb part. So I didn't get out yesterday. Speaking of the self-publishing committee, I left the walk until late, and I was just getting my boots. Had just gone to the kitchen to put my boots on to go up for the walk, and my phone buzzed, and I looked at it, and it's like, reminder, you have a meeting. Oh no! Yeah, today. Yesterday was our meeting day. And while I had thought to put it in my calendar, I hadn't actually thought to put it in my brain. So, luckily the calendar reminded me. The downside is, by the time we got done with that, I was like, no. I had other stuff I had to do. And then it was just too late. It was like, no. Talking on my evening walk is not something that I want to get into, and I still have this book I need to finish, so we did that. So the month is not off to a great start, but it's off to a start. I have my Recommend Fiction Writers blog post almost ready. I need to go back and add a graphic to it and go look and see what I need to do with it. I also need to make a grocery run again this morning. So perhaps I'll do that before I go take my boots off. Big hood, finally. Building up a little bit of heat, helped by the solar gain. Ah. I do not have the metronome running this morning, so I'm just sort of poking along. Or that's what it feels like. It could be that I'm actually keeping pretty close to my normal pace, but coming untied. It can wait. I'm almost back. I'm going by the park. Park is the park. I was gonna say the park is closed to the winter. The park itself is just like a parking lot, and that people can walk in here all they like. They actually plow the paths, but the vegetation is pretty much closed for the winter at this point. We got a little bit of snow the other day. There's still a little bit of it hanging around here and there. But trees are all bare. I got one weeping willow down here. It's got a little bit of yellow on it, but it looks like it's about half dead. The dead weeping willow is still dead. Somebody's working on a roof at 9, that must be about 9:15, 9:20 on a Sunday morning. I hear a roofer. Tap, 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 tap. I'm sure that house is popular this morning. Okay, time to get ready here. I'm crossing last street, heading for the back gate. There's some geese off in the distance. running over the park where I just walked. So anyway, 9:20. 20-minute walk, that wasn't too bad. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.